This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for the job you're doing to keep America rolling along, regardless of what that job is, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, that's UndergroundUSA.com, go over there and check it out, is one Frank Sabato. You know, I think it's maybe a little warmer down here. Okay, thanks, Jane. I think it might be a little warmer down here than it is up there, but it's 65 degrees here right now.
Well, you know, it's January, so it could be a little chilly, but I'm sure you're warmer than we are.
Yeah, because I noticed that there's some weather north of you, and you're probably getting some of the side effects of it, if nothing else.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But then again, this is the rainy season for us, and it's going to be a little more blustery than where you are. So we're all right. We're about to down to the yard.
All righty. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of the
United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed and founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, I knew that somebody was going to say something along the line yesterday, either Biden or Kamala Harris or somebody that was going to get the day going and just ruin it. And when I heard Kamala say, well, we must remember December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, 2021. When I heard her say September 11th, right away, I'm thinking to myself, what the hell does she know about it?
Well, they're trying to make January 6th something that is going to be cited every single year from now on. It's a manufactured day. It doesn't equal September 7th or December 7th. It doesn't equal 9/11. Mm-hmm. It doesn't equal anything. It really doesn't.
Yep.
It was a protest with so many questions surrounding it, including why the Capitol Police, who were behind the locked doors, opened them and let people in. There are so many questions still surrounding what happened on January 6th last year.
Mm-hmm.
And open investigations by not only the Capitol Police, but the D.C. Police and the Department of Justice. that there should be no resolution to this yet. We need to understand what the answers are. We need to hear what's being said in these trials of the people who were arrested.
Yep.
Who are still being held, by the way, in many cases.
Uh-huh.
You know, but nothing that happened on that day would have been thwarted if H.R. 1 and H.R. 4 are passed, like Biden and Harris transformed the day into being about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them said that in order to keep something like this from happening again, we have to pass this election reform laws that we have in the Senate right now so that the federal government can co-opt federal elections from the states.
Yep.
How is that going to prevent anything from happening like January 6th? If anything else, it throws gasoline onto the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to make this about H.R. 1 and H.R. 4, let's have that discussion. Because the Constitution says point blank that electors shall be elected by the process set forth by the state legislatures.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And when it comes to the presidential election, that's in cement.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be changed. They could manipulate a little bit on the clause of Orkanya, and Congress might be, they can circumvent this if in fact they want to pass legislation. But it doesn't change the fact that electors are picked by the states. So the presidential elections would never be changed. What they're asking wouldn't change what brought January 6th to bear, which was the usurpation of the states' criteria for seating the electors,
mm-hmm.
which was the objection. So, bottom line, and you and I have been saying this for almost a year now.
Yep.
The only insurrection that took place on January 6th was preventing Congress from being able to object to the electors that were seated in five states. And those objections were bolstered by the state leaders of the state legislatures of those states saying, you've got to object to this.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the chaos started, the people who were in control of the floor stopped the process that was constitutionally mandated,
mm-hmm.
and codified to object to those things.
All right. Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there. Check it out.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Yeah, it was...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. You know, Moss Nissan has got several locations, and they're building a brand new one in Brooksville. I'll tell you all about that in a minute. But it's amazing how they get customers from the panhandle up there where Frank's at, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, as well as up the eastern seaboard, up into the upper Midwest, and as far out west as Phoenix, Arizona. That actually happened. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. As a matter of fact, their goal is to do whatever it takes to be the best dealer in the nation. Now, they also have Moss Care, something that you should check out because it's going to give you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you can't beat that, nor can you beat the selection at Moss. Several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles right now, all the colors and accessories you can think of. Now, trade-ins, got them. Your trade-in is worth a lot more money than what you think. By the way, anywhere from 25 to 35% more right now than what it says in the book for book value for a car that's in decent shape. Now, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get taken great care of. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, with locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and the all-new dealership that they're building up there on State Route 50 in Brooksville, Florida. That's right, Brooksville, Florida. So check it out, check them out, and you'll be happy you did. All right, back to Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And, Mr. Frank, thank you very much for sticking around.
Mr. Captain.
By the way, can you stick around for an extra segment?
You bet.
Okay, good. Now, I want to talk about this thing that we heard was being mentioned. Remember we talked about, or they talked about, and we talked about, they were going to take the bank accounts and anything over $600 in transactions, it was going to be reported to IRS. Remember all that?
Yep, and we and the public pushed back on it, and the Treasury said, well, okay, maybe we won't then.
But guess what? They found a new way to do it. It's called third-party payment apps that must report goods and services payments of $600 or more, and are going to have a 1099 they're going to be doing it with, and this is going to go right to the Internal Revenue Service. It already started on January the 1st. Now, this new rule will affect all the main payment apps, including PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, and Google Play.
Now, they floated this with the vaccine, okay? Federal government said, we're going to mandate this. The court slapped it down, and then they looked at the private sector and says, you really need to mandate the vaccine. So private corporations said, we're going to mandate the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, major corporations are saying you're fired if you don't get vaccinated. So without the force of law, the federal government got what they wanted because of a public-private partnership in an initiative to achieve the goal. So it worked there. Now they said, hey, we want to know when people are doing over $600 and in their bank accounts.
Yep.
We said no. The court said no. And they looked at the private sector and said, maybe you need to have them report over $600. And all of a sudden, Venmo, PayPal, and the rest of them were saying, yeah, we're going to report this to the IRS because we've decided to do it in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, government gets what they wanted, unlegislated, because the public-private partnership is moving unlegislated mandates by the government forward. This is textbook fascism.
Yeah.
When you look at what happened in Italy under Mussolini and what started in Germany in the 1930s and morphed completely out of control under Hitler, this is fascism.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have the private sector forcing unlegislated government mandates onto the people because the private sector industries and government are in bed together.
Mm-hmm.
These industries have to pay a price, and it's got to hurt them on the bottom line. So, hey, people out there who do apps, entrepreneurs, free thinkers, people who love the free market and capitalism, come up with a cash payment app, tell the government to go to hell, and everyone will come over there to use your product.
Yep.
You'll become a billionaire overnight if you do something to compete against these people who are in bed with government. You know, we are so far down the road of fascism, and they've bastardized the use of that word for decades to make sure people are benign to it, that it just doesn't mean anything to them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But when the private sector mandates what government wants and Congress doesn't have to act, that's fascism. And that's where we are. It happened once before under the Wilson administration at the turn of the 20th century, and it's here again under another fascist administration that's found a way to impose its will onto the people without having to bother with Congress.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had the luxury of living in the free state of Florida. And we have the luxury of having our governor, Ron DeSantis, who has done it again, with a semiconductor plant to avoid China and their dominance of that. He's going to see to it that $10 million is set aside for a semiconductor facility, which is going to be somewhere in Osceola County.
Oh, I love it. And as I've been saying for over the course of maybe about a year and a half now, it's going to come down to the governors and it's going to come down to the states. Nullification is going to eventually have to come into play here.
You bet.
Because when the federal government can do what they're doing with PayPal and Venmo and the vaccines and the mandates and usurping Congress and not giving a damn about the constitutionality of what they're doing, the governors are the last line of defense. And people like Ron DeSantis, they're going to lead the way down the path where we put up the barricade so the federal government can't come and expunge your freedom. So everything that he does to make the state of Florida self-sufficient is a giant.
You there? Frank? Old Frank. All right. Well, I just lost Frank, so Frank, you'll have to call me back. All right, Eric, I think this is Eric in Tennessee. Eric, what's on your mind? And Frank will be calling back in a minute.
Yeah, Roger. Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir, real quick. I think Frank Salvada is hitting on one of the key points regarding the fascism aspect and how the mandates within pre-war Germany, pre-World War II Germany, was
right.
Actually facilitated by the private sector enacting, government mandates. And here's another thing, and I find it maybe a synchronistic idea. January 6th, yesterday, a year ago, is more closely related to the burning of the Reichstag than people care to admit. The Reichstag was, you know, people have said, you know, with a, quote, false flag, where the Nazi Party, the National Socialist Party of Germany, blamed it on the communists for burning the Reichstag, and that helped them solidify power and dictate within the public populace to turn against, you know, their...
Okay, well, you've only got about 20 seconds, Eric.
Yeah, Roger, I just want to put that out there. People really need to look back in the history and Reichstag, because those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat. Thanks, sir, and simplify.
All right, thank you, and you take care, and that's Eric in East Tennessee. Okay, Frank is back. You there, Frank?
I'm back.
Okay, we've only got about maybe 10, 15 seconds. We're going to be going to break, hard break here. You're going to stick around. But we definitely are going to be talking more about the conversation that you were having. You just heard what Eric said, which is a little bit off topic, but we could make a comment about it if you'd like.
When you get into the fascism thing, you have to look at that history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because fascists are deceptive. That's why they need the private sector to do their bidding.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with Frank Salvado from the UndergroundUSA.com website, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weather forecasters are reporting a quick-moving storm traveling into the Northeast could strengthen into winter season's first bomb cyclone Friday, dumping up to 6 inches of snow in New York City. The storm is expected to blanket the tri-state area. Kazakhstan's president said Friday he ordered his troops to shoot and kill without warning in an effort to strike down anti-government protests that have been raging for nearly a week. President Tokayev dismissed calls from abroad for negotiations as stupidity and vowed to crush the demonstrators. He has welcomed in Russian soldiers to help him.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day. November 3rd.
The Biden administration used the moment to sell its voting legislation currently up for debate. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, tomorrow, I will be at the Largo Gun Show, the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo, which is going to be held at the Largo Event Center. That's formerly the Midreg Hall at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. Their hours Saturday are going to be 9 to 5. Their hours Sunday are going to be 9 to 3. I will be there just Saturday from 9 to 3. Now, they've got some brand new pricing, which includes both Saturday and Sunday. One price fits all, and you get to come for 2 days and see what's going on. And of course, they've got a great selection of guns and ammunition and bows and arrows, and sometimes there'll be all types of different military surplus there, uniforms and tents and whatever, boots. I've seen all sorts of stuff there. And of course, then they've got all the regular standard stuff that they have in there as well. So, come on over. That would be Largo Event Center. That's what it's called now, formerly the Midreg Hall. By the way, they painted the building all up, got it all cleaned up, so it's brand new ownership that's in there right now. And they've even got food there, so you'll be well taken care of. 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. TwoGuysShows.com is a website to find out more. TwoGuysShows.com. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, and he has a podcast over there you need to go check out too, right, Frank?
Absolutely. That's the onus of what we're doing now, but I just can't get away from writing every day. Just can't do it.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, so come on over and sign up for the newsletter. We're coming straight into your inbox every time there's something new. It's free. It doesn't cost you nothing. If you want to drop a couple of shekels to help the cause, always appreciated, but not mandated, because we don't do mandates.
Yeah, and George Scott is chiming in saying hello, and he also said everybody should drop Venmo and PayPal. Well, that's two of the four, but that's okay. I got them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a few coming out. I know there was one that was looking at cryptocurrencies that was free market that wasn't going to do that. It's still, I believe, it's brand new, but it's still in a beta. But like I said in the first segment or in the beginning of the second segment. Entrepreneurs, if you're code writers and you've got some capital to put into something, this is something that will make you a billionaire in a very short period of time. Put together a payment system based on the same thing that PayPal or Venmo is. You know, the technology is not super secret. Figure it out. Jump through the hoops. And don't kowtow to government pressure to report. You know, like the SS is coming in to saying, that's your papers. Mm-hmm. You know, people will flock to you, and they will drop the other ones, and it'll be very profitable. You'll love the way the free market makes you very, very wealthy. Give it a shot.
Well, yeah, that would be the plan. I'm trying to find out all the different names that they had here. Let's see here. Where is this? PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle. Google Pay were the ones they mentioned.
Well, and you know, I know Facebook has a money app too. You know they're going to be cooperating with the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so come on, free market people, don't just sit there. Get up and do.
Now, CNN has had a very rough road to hoe since Donald Trump left being the president, and they really haven't had much of an audience because their claim to fame was they were going after Trump all the time, so they had people watching them, and they were at one time number two or number three in the scheme of things. I just saw their rating for the fourth quarter, their numerical rating for the fourth quarter. They averaged some 642,000 viewers at the peak, and they were number 17 in the scheme of things.
That's just, the word there is pathetic.
Yep.
That's pathetic, especially when you think back to the 80s when cable news first started exploding onto the scene.
They were it.
At the end of the day, they were it. They were the benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
They were global, and they were it.
Mm-hmm.
And now 600,000?
No.
Boy, I bet you Chris Wallace is real happy he went over there, huh?
Well, he's on the streaming side, I guess.
Yeah, and then that's not getting any 600,000.
No. Streaming is a whole lot different ball game than cable television. All right. You know, when you sit here and you look at all this stuff that's going on, we this week, and I haven't had a chance to mention this with you or to you because it happened after you and I talked on Monday. We've had two attempts by someone flying drones into Iraq, probably the Iranians, loaded with explosives, to try to go after our military at the Iraqi airport, the international airport. And they've been shot down both times. They've shot down four drones so far. The Iraqis are 4-0 on that point. But they also went after some Katyusha rocket sites, our people, in Syria, and took them out as well. And they were all pretty much pointed at our base where we're located over there in Syria. So they're coming after us. We seem to know what's going on. The intel has been good so far, but what happens when it's not?
Well, it's a recipe for disaster, and yes, all fingers point to Iran.
Yes.
They're starting to saber-rattle about wanting retribution for Soleimani.
Yes.
And they're going as far as to say they want to prosecute people internationally for the assassination of this guy, who was the Al-Quds commander, and effectively a terrorist wearing a uniform.
Yes.
You know, Iran's a terror nation.
It was called the Butcher of Baghdad.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yes, obviously it's Iran who's going after us, and with Biden in office, we're not going to be retaliating, and if we do, he's probably going to hit an aspirin factory.
Yeah.
You know, so, guys, if you're in the field, you know, you are in harm's way. I know you always understand that, but I don't know if the commander-in-chief has your back.
Yeah, that's pathetic. I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm.
You know, and these drones, you know, it's a great way to have it's a non-human suicide bomber.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm sure that's the way they're looking at it, and expect to see a lot more of it.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want one more argument for securing our border, that's one of them, because now all you need is a suitcase with a little bit of C4 and a drone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could you imagine that flying into city centers? Could you imagine that flying into populated events like stadiums,
yep,
concerts?
Yep.
You know, they always try this stuff overseas first. And if we don't have secure borders, and if we're not completely alert about diffusing terrorist threats on our soil, we're going to see that here.
Yeah. Well, we need to get with the program real quick, and we need to stay with the program. We can't let our guard down at all, and that border needs to be secure. Now, I did hear someone that's running for governor in Arizona, not the current governor, but somebody that's running for governor on the Republican side. One of his platform points is to finish the wall in Arizona so that they can't keep sneaking around the wall.
Yeah, and then we also have to advance our technology to be able to collapse the tunnels that come underneath the border.
Correct.
The wall is one part. The tunnels are another. And then we have to get very serious about our technology and how to circumvent, like the drones that the Iranians are flying. We've got to be on top of this. We need to be cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And right now we're not. We're very complacent. We are all set up for another 9/11.
Yeah.
And this should scare the hell out of everybody.
And, you know, what you just said is absolutely true. And people need to understand that we're sitting here and we have no idea what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, but you can just feel it.
Yeah. And remember this. Bin Laden's goal was not to slaughter as many Americans as possible. That was a bonus for him when he hit the towers. It was to disrupt the economic system in the United States to cause mass chaos. And with the supply chain problems and the way the economy is being handled now, we're set up for it.
All right. Time for me to go. I'll talk to you on Monday. Stay warm.
Hello, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. I'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and speaking of the devil of the telephone, we've got the insurance quarterback, Sports Zone quarterback, host of the Sports Zone himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, America. Captain, going to be an interesting weekend in football. See how all the playoffs match up. And then Monday morning, you and I'll be talking about the big game, Georgia Bulldogs against the Alabama Crimson Tide.
How many unsettled positions are there in the NFL right now? There's a bunch, isn't there?
Yeah, to where the seeding's going to be. You know, the AFC's a little bit more up in a lot of issues could happen there, depending on what happens. They've moved the games around a lot to make sure that everybody plays them out, so that's a good thing. But I'm like, here's what I'd like to discuss, Captain, today is, you know, if we can have 6 4 o'clock games this weekend, why can't we have 6 4 o'clock games during the rest of the year? You know,
true.
We always try to make it prime time and this and that. I mean, we need to start catering to the fans a little bit more than the TV networks, I think, Captain. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with that, and I think more people would be enticed to watch the games if the times were a little bit different. Because, again, people seem to forget there are people who go to church, there are people who go out to dinner, and they miss those early games because of that.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Another good point, Captain, that I wish people would, you know, put in perspective here and see what happens. I just don't get it. I mean, they always want to call it prime time. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not prime time. So, but we'll see. Now, the Tennessee Titans are getting back Derrick Henry, great running back, Captain, and he's going to really help them out. He could help them get to the Super Bowl if he's healthy and ready to go. So that's what you have in the AFC. Here's why it's such a logjam, Captain, in the AFC. You have, you know, from Pittsburgh, 8-7-1 all the way up to 11-5, the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you know, all those teams are still in the playoffs depending on what can happen and how things can play out. Now, in the NFC, you have the Packers. You know, they've clinched the home field advantage now.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if they lose, they'll still have the number one seed. So there you go now. Are they really going to play their starters that long? Probably not. The Rams and Buccaneers, now that's going to determine who's going to be the second and third seed.
Yeah.
And the Dallas Cowboys and the Arizona Cardinals also, your fourth and fifth. And then your sixth and seventh, you have San Francisco, Philadelphia, and the Saints. If the Saints can win, it's very likely that Dallas will beat the Eagles, and they'll get the final playoff position, the Saints. Sean Payton in the playoffs, I don't think you want to go up against him. The team has some weapons that if they could get hot, could turn it on. And they are seem to be the Bucs' nemesis. So
yeah. We'll
see what happens there. And San Francisco, they just can't seem to get right on who they want to play quarterback and get that offense in gear. They've had a lot of injuries. To go 9-7, I tip my hat to them. And the Arizona Cardinals look fantastic. A couple weeks ago, and then they come back down to earth. They're just up and down that team. A lot of up and down this year in the NFL. But, it's either going to probably be the Packers or Bucks or the Chiefs or the Titans.
Roads to the Super Bowl lead through Green Bay.
Yep, Lambeau Field. I would agree with that, Captain.
Yep.
I think that's what it's going to take.
Yeah.
And it'll depend on the weather of the NFC Championship game for a lot of these teams that aren't used to the cold.
They're going to be the number one seed. We know that. So guess what? They're playing all their games at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the first week off, too. They get to rest up. But, again, that can play tricks on you, Captain, because realistically they're not going to do much this weekend. So it's really going to be almost 2 weeks off for the starters. And we're going to see how they bounce back with that off week and not really having to play for anything this week. Sometimes that can really hurt a team, and other times I've seen it just hold on the team to just go the whole distance and win it all. Looking forward to that. So good hockey last night, Captain,
mm-hmm. For
our hockey fans out there. Tampa Bay Lightning won 4-1. Pittsburgh Penguins, won 6-3 over in New Jersey. And Boston lost to Minnesota 3-2. So there were some very good games. San Jose upset Buffalo in Buffalo. Not to be said for that. NASCAR will be getting gear here pretty soon, Captain. I'm looking forward to that, and a lot of the audiences also. Love to see him rub paint, man.
By the way, our buddy Brandon, says, let's go, Brandon. NASCAR, after they agreed to let him go ahead and put that on his car and be sponsored, car number 68. Yesterday or the day before, they came out and they said, nope, can't let you do it. Not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm really curious, Captain, if the pun, the joke would have been when Trump was in office and, it was let's go, Donnie, okay, and we all know what it meant. Would it be allowed? That's what really baffles me, the double standard and hypocrisy we have right now. I tried, I just for kicks, I saw something reading an article. Shout out to John Zach. You want to order Titleist golf balls from Titleist? you can put, you know, something I won't say on the air, obviously, Captain, derogatory, you know, about Trump, but you better, they will not let you put "Let's Go Brandon" on your golf ball.
Yeah, I heard that.
Now, come on, really? I mean, hey, Captain, I'm all for it. Okay, it has to go both ways. Just like in sports, that's what's the beauty of sports, Captain. You know, everybody plays by the same rules, okay? Equal playing field. And that's what our society needs to get back to. Hey, Captain, this is a shout-out to you and all the veterans also. You gave us the right to burn the flag. I don't condone it. I would never do it. I don't understand it. But you have that right. But also, when people want to burn other flags, they have that right, too. So you can't have it one way and not the other. Or I got a better idea, Captain. How about no flag burning, period?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I don't get. You can't have it both ways, folks. You can't have it your way. You can't have all the good, none of the bad. And I just wish we would wake up in America and start becoming more as a civil and not a savage, you know, society right now. We need to wake up. We all need to come together and do what's great for this wonderful country of ours that you and several guys have fought for.
Now, your show is heard Sundays from 11 to 12 on my flagship station here in Tampa. But for you folks that are out there that want to listen to Patrick's show, you can get the stream off the website, theanswertampa.com, and you can go right there at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, wherever you're at in the country, listen to me right now and listen to that program.
Thanks, Captain. I appreciate that. Should have a good show Sunday talking about the playoff picture. We'll talk a little bit about fantasy last week of the football season to do some fantasy. Some people go all the way and have to fill lineups, so it'll be a lot of fun. Captain, God bless you. God bless the audience. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend and be safe.
All righty. Thank you very much, Patrick Kylan, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback. All right. Let's go over here. 60 seconds with Todd. Well, actually, you just lost some time there, but how about 30 seconds with Todd, because we're going to go to sign off here. But go ahead, Todd.
Remember Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football. Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. That's my Vincent T. Lombardi trophy hanging at one buck place. And you got to beat the champ to be the champ. So we're all roads go through Tampa Bay. Let's get down to business here about politics. Okay, Joe Biden a dollar. He's the worst president we've ever had. I want y'all go home because y'all are a disaster for the American people. You're not doing anything for America. You guys suck, okay? That's the bottom line. Donald Trump won in a landslide victory. Everybody knows it. And COVID, Martin Luther King is up in heaven with Jesus looking down saying, why are my people letting a white governor and a white mayor shut them down when I said free at last, free at last? Whether we have COVID or not, you should be open for business while that governor's making $250,000 plus perks. It's a disgrace in this country to let that happen and stand up for our country. And the biggest lie that Satan will tell you is don't give any money to your local church and don't tell anybody about Jesus. If you're not doing that, you're a loser, and that's all you'll ever be. Let's stand up for our country and stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Peace.
All righty, Todd in Tampa, we appreciate that. Now, I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget that Saturday, the Largo Gun Show over there at the Largo Event Center. We'll tell you more about that tonight. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. Stay out of the snow.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.